You know, we're doing a show here.
Nice.
Welcome to Red Eye. It's like Boy Meets World. If by world you mean amphetamines. Let's go to TV's Andy Levy for a pregame report. Andy, what's coming up on tonight's show?
We are doing a show here, right, Greg?
We are.
Okay, in that case, coming up on the show, a Vanity Fair article reveals that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange threatened to sue British newspaper The Guardian over, wait for it, leaked documents.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. Julian Assange threatened to sue The Guardian over leaked documents. Something's going on there.
Mm.
Plus, a new poll shows one Republican beating President Obama in the 2012 election. But will that Republican be at Disney World on Election Day?
Aww.
Cheap shot. And finally, what does House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer think is behind the Tea Party anger? The shocking story that will make you hate your family. Greg?
Thank you, Andy.
Really, Greg? Thank you? Lame.
You calling me lame? That's rich, lefty.
I will bash you over the head with my cast and then pass out from the pain, Greg.
Why didn't you break your face instead?
I apologize for nothing.
Let's welcome our guest and get away from that sad, lonely man known as Andy Levy. I'm here tonight with New York reporter Lauren Savant. She's so hot that McDonald's warns its coffee not to spill in her lap. Because the coffee might get burned by her lap.
Still get it.
All right. There he is, comedian Paul Mercurio. His latest CD is called Image Makeover. I have six copies, one for each of my inverted nipples.
Awkward.
And he gained two dress sizes over the holidays. It's my repulsive sidekick, Bill Schultz. Get on a stair climber. And who wouldn't want to steer those handlebars? Sitting right next to me, Nick Gillespie, Reason.com TV and Reason.com's editor-in-chief. If brains were wind chimes, he'd make a soothing noise when blown by the wind. And his outlook is bleaker because he lost the speaker. It's our New York Times correspondent. Good to see you again, Pincho.
According to my weather section, 5 inches of snow are expected for tonight. Mm. Now that this will stop our hardy home delivery trucks. Oh, wait, I'm getting word from my earpiece that this indeed will stop our hardy delivery trucks. Just kidding. I don't have ears.
You don't have ears.
I just said that, Greg, but you talked over me.
I know.
That was my one punchline. You never go to me. This is my one time to shine on the black and white tip, and you ruined it.
I am so sorry.
You are a rogue.
Yes, all right. Well, I'll make it up to you later.
Please don't.
Okay.
I do have a mouth, and I'd like it the way it is.
All right. Stop it. Let's go to the story. See, if you put the camera on me, then he shuts up, I think. Okay. He puts the creepy in VP. Yes, we start the show with our favorite vice president ever, the always jocular and somewhat strange Joe Biden. Apparently, he's got a favorite joke he likes to tell young girls over and over again. And yeah, over again. ABC News, a network, put together this video. Take a look takers.
To you. Just remember, no dates till you're 30. You're turning 11. You're beautiful. Just remember, no dates till you're 30. Just remember,
30 years old. No dates till 30.
Hey, Mia, how old are you?
Just remember, no dates till you're 30 years old. You remember what I told you last time I saw you? Do you remember what I told you? No, not smile. No dates till you're 30.
What's this child's name?
This is my goddaughter.
Just remember, no days to your 30. How old are you? Just remember, no days to your 30. You get over here by me, okay?
You girls are beautiful.
Just remember, no guys to your 30. Come on, you get over here. Slide it. And girls, remember, no days to your 30.
All right.
This is, the date board is outraged. What is wrong with the tiny little fruit? It's like a hard prune.
Yeah, no. At least we now know who was writing the material for the captain of the USS Enterprise.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the best reason to keep Obama healthy and alive for the next 2 years is that moment right there.
I don't know, we have Lauren, people like, every one of us has a
creepy uncle?
Yes, mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the people aren't even in your family. Lauren, who are creepy uncles.
They just call themselves.
Yeah,
they want me to call them uncle or whatnot. But don't you think that perhaps the White House gave him one approved joke that he is allowed to say, and so he was forced to repeat that one approved line over and over again because maybe they don't want to take any chances that he's going to ad-lib?
That's a good point.
If that's the case, what was the joke they disapproved of?
Yeah.
Right. Well, they're like, all right, this is acceptable after their 800th admission.
Wanted one of those 11-year-old girls to finally go, no laughs because you're 80. No laughs because you're 80. I was waiting for them to at least throw the F word in there a little bit just to mix it up, make it a little edgy. You know?
Here's the thing, though. What if he's right? I mean, I happen to believe that maybe women shouldn't date until they're 30. I mean, we're making fun of him.
What are you, the father from Leave It to Beaver?
Yes, I am. I am. As a person who has no kids, I feel that I have a right to say
this. Yeah, your wife's not 30 yet.
I'm not, that's true.
How does that just make no sense? That makes no sense.
I'm trying to defend the man because he's kind of lovable.
I will defend him because of that. Because of that video, he will never use that joke again.
Yeah.
And my dad, every Christmas, holds up something that looks like a book and says, I hope this isn't a bowling ball. My parents are in couples counseling because of this. And he'll still do it. If he had a video, maybe he'd stop.
Bill, that is not your dad. Stop telling people he's your dad. Just because he pays for your room and board.
Look, he's Filipino. I know he's not my dad, but he's been raising me since I was 30.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And by the way, he has a medical disorder that makes him think books are bowling balls. So for you, you're a sad, sad little man.
What is magical about the number 30 with this guy? That's what I can't figure out.
I have no idea.
I think he was signaling Al-Qaeda.
No.
Oh.
I don't know what it means, but I think
he had no idea. 30, right? Yeah.
Yeah, 30 virgins. Or...
There you go. All right, we're going to move on. From creepy to leaky, did Julian act the fool, Ian? Did the leaker become the leaky? Yes, it seems Mr. Information wants to be free. Doesn't really believe that, at least when it comes to info that he has. In a really long Vanity Fair piece, who needs those? Writer Sarah Ellison details the delicious story of how WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange threatened to sue the British newspaper The Guardian if it published leaked WikiLeaks documents without his permission. Leaked leaks! Irony is so ironic. Apparently, a pissed WikiLeaks volunteer, of which there are many, leaked documents to The Guardian without Assange's permission. Assange had made a deal with the paper to only publish stuff he wanted published. The editor believed otherwise. Ellison writes, enraged that he lost control, Assange unleashed his threat of a lawsuit, arguing that he owned the information and had a financial interest in how and when it was released. Leaks suck, don't they? Almost as much as getting a bath in a bucket.
That's exactly how you look when I try to give you a bath.
I know. You know
you don't want to do it.
I know.
You don't want to do
it. I know. I just hate getting wet.
I love video, though. Just, I love the video I do.
I hate it when you bring it out at holidays.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's great. And then I bring my little Folgers can and I get coins.
I use that to distract our guests so I can put roofies in their cups.
Very good.
So can't have one without the other.
Did somebody say roofies?
Yeah.
Keep drinking.
Nick, I know you like Assange.
Yeah.
But he's the biggest hypocrite ever. Come on. Even you have to admit
Well,
that.
I have to say in the Vanity Fair article, I thought the point that was most interesting is that when he was working with The Guardian, they had to ply him with coffee and free wine.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And who would have thought that a man who humps women when they're asleep is low on cash and drinks as much free booze as he can get?
Yeah. I mean,
Assange is not your basic homeless man.
Yeah.
He's a whole new breed of homeless.
I'm with you. I mean, what happened to the time when you got information out of people using cocaine and sex and truth serum? Now it's like you get a barista and you get whatever you want out of it.
I know, it's terrible. Well, that's journalists for you. They've gone down.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Oh, you guys.
Lauren, here's the thing. Isn't it weird now that it's all about money? He says he wanted to sue because he's losing a financial interest. This is like, I thought this was all about transparency and freedom of the press and all that stuff, but it was about making a buck.
Well, that's his whole, look, if you're a guy that trades on secrets and you're running out of secrets, people are giving them away.
Yeah.
You do have a vested interest in keeping a secret.
But,
you know, I mean, I like how they describe him, the head of The Guardian describes him as showing up and, like, sniveling with a disgusting cough, and he's all thin pale. And
while you're doing that, I love how Bill is agreeing with you. You just described Bill.
Right.
You know, Assange's big...
It's so cold.
His big laugh line, too, was about how you shouldn't date until you're 30.
Yeah. Right.
You just said it over and over again. Also, he has hair plugs.
But, Bill,
which is coincidental. Yeah.
You're a constant leaker, so you understand this. Isn't this, he's going to have this problem for the rest of his life, that no matter what he does, people... are going to leak, and he's going to say, you can't do that. And he's going to go, well, wait, that's your job. He will never be able to be self-righteously angry.
Well, but
over
the operative phrase there is for the rest of his life. So, like, till next week.
Okay.
You know, he's getting taken out.
But
we know that.
But could this Vanity Fair really blow the lid off this thing? I mean, is this the biggest problem this guy has? He's up on sex charges in Sweden, which you're a loser if you're up on sex charges in Sweden, because you can do anything sex-wise in Sweden. Secondly, the world hates you for already leaking all this stuff.
What,
that you didn't work well with others? That's the big problem for this guy?
It wasn't that amazing.
You know, I mean, sure, it's hypocritical.
But the irony is delicious.
Right. Well, I like the wine thing because that sheds a little light on so-called mainstream media versus tabloid journalism. Because in tabloid journalism, they're very blunt. And I say honest because they just give their source a check.
Yeah.
In our neck of the woods, what you do is you have an expense account. So you don't give the guy a check. What you do is you take him out and get some bottles of wine, get him all drunk, maybe provide a hotel if the babe's on a photo shoot for some tabloid magazine.
Bill?
From a magazine that Greg and I never worked for.
Yes.
But that's what, it's the, all the same.
Right.
You know?
It really is.
The National Enquirers are just more blunt about
Can I inject them with whooping cough? You know, that's thing, just to
give them
up
a cough
a little bit.
So I'm not the only one.
I
want to
move on. From a leaker.
Corporate fat cats.
Yes, yeah, okay. All right, from a leaker to a leader. Can Chris Christie get America to say so longa to Obama? And does he even wanna? The New Jersey Gov had fun with reporters, seen not there. On Tuesday, regarding a new Zogby poll, showing the plus size poll to be the only potential Republican candidate who could bring grief to the commander-in-chief in 2012. Said Christie to WINS Radio, whose polls show Christie beating Obama 43-40% in the New York area, quote, I'm sure the president is resting easy knowing that the only person who's beating him in the poll will once again declare that I'm not running for president of the United States. Too bad, because imagine the kind of lively debates we'd have, much like this, I imagine.
This is the best footage I've ever had on a camera.
This is the best thing I've ever recorded in my life.
Wait, the producer's telling me we've got like 10 minutes of that. So why don't we just like go back to that and watch the whole thing?
Absolutely. I'm so embarrassed to be white right now.
Do we need our sponsors tonight? Can we just do that in little commercials?
My mustache grew another inch in that.
Something else on me grew.
By the way, that's not from New Jersey. I grew up in New Jersey, and that's what they do in Long Island.
No, really?
Hey! I plug yours. But
Lauren, speaking of Long Island.
I wish.
There you go. You think he's running or not? Christie.
I think we all know he's not running. I think we would settle for a brisk walk at this point. I think that's fair enough to say.
Nicely done.
His style of government goes over really well with people.
Definitely.
Straight talking. I mean, his poll numbers are great. We can't say the same for his EKG.
Yeah. So, but you know what? I think he's the type of guy that wants to finish the job in Jersey. I don't think he's going
to
run.
Nobody wants to finish the job where they are. They don't want to be in the White House. What are you, crazy? You want to stay here in the basement the rest of your life? You want O'Reilly's chair. Look at me. Tell me you don't want O'Reilly's chair.
He's got his chair.
I stole it over the weekend.
What's it smell like?
It smells like daffodils and pride. No, but I don't know. Yeah. You want him to run, don't you? He's the antithesis of Obama. He's not slim and...
No, I do think that America is ready for a fat president. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when you look at the Grover Clevelands, the William Tafts, the Bill McKinleys, those were good times.
Yeah.
We've had a string of skinny guys who can jog. And,
yeah, that's true.
Clinton was fat for a while.
Who?
Clinton was fat for a while.
Yeah, that's true. That didn't stop him from jogging in tiny dolphin shorts.
I know.
There's nothing worse than a man over 50.
I say we get Christie in the White House. Heart attack at a press conference.
Oh, terrible. I love him. I got to tell you, I like him because he's not aspirational. He's blunt. Right. That's the kind of guy I love.
He's so full of it. Of course he's aspirational. They're all aspirational. I'm serious.
He puts the ass in
aspirational. You don't know what aspirational means.
It does.
He's aspirating
when you
right
can't
now
breathe and you have a constriction in your chest. You're aspirational.
He's eating food and talking.
Well, that's what happens when he runs.
I want to see him debate. I want to see him debate Obama because I think it'd be a great debate because Obama can no longer glide on these phrases. Right. When he's up against the guy who talks real fast.
But Christie is cutting money from a budget that doesn't have any money. I mean, he's like the Lehman Brothers of governors right now.
But every other governor is going to copy him.
Yeah, yeah.
Brown, what's his cat? Kasich? All those guys are going to copy him because he's so popular, because he's cutting. And who doesn't love this tape of him talking to teachers?
I feel like you have alienated so many people with your rhetoric about how we are bilking this state of all this money.
First of all, I have not lambasted the public school system in the state of New Jersey. What I have lambasted, well, listen, let's start with this. I sat here, stood here, and very respectfully listened to you. If what you want to do is put on a show and giggle every time I talk, well, then I have no interest in answering your question.
See, okay, you know what this is, Bill? I call this common sense pornography. Mm-hmm. People who like no BS. That turns me on.
Okay, but that is great. I'll give you that. But is that enough of a basis to say a guy should run?
Well, Bill, that's a great response.
Yeah, what the F, man? Half the time I barely get to ask a question or answer one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said Bill. I wasn't even listening. I'm sorry. I wasn't even, because I'm not even here right now. I'm so disenfranchised in this whole thing.
My lips
I do
got
know
in my ears. Oh, yeah. I couldn't hear you.
All right, I'm sorry.
But no.
Did you notice, though, that he's always
you know what,
talking
you don't
about
need
food?
Me here. I'm
no, stay.
No, I'm like, why? I got the guy from the Village People ragging on me on the right. I don't need this.
Hey, I'm the one that's stuck in the middle of a giant lip sandwich, all right? I'm not having fun either. There's more lip than talking points on this show tonight, Greg. And I'm not against it.
Let me try to
I just want to point out that it's actually a simulation of the Village People.
Okay, I'm going to give you my cold sore in a minute.
The Village People simulated
it. It's too late.
Can I just try to rein this back into some sensible conclusion about Governor Christie?
No, this is entertaining.
All right. No, here's the thing. What you just saw there is what everybody likes to see.
I thought the best was when he was like, now if you're going to be talking, I mean, the way that he was, he knows what he's
saying. That was nice. Yeah. All right, we're moving on. All right, so how hard is it to cut the brake cables of a commuter bus? Lauren Savant knows all the tricks. But first,
monster.
What's up with Christina guys? X. That question keeps me up at night. Also the meth. Oh, wait. Doing it again.
All right.
He's like Woodward and Bernstein, if they actually existed, because we know they didn't. I speak of a Texas man who says 7-Eleven is duping the public out of 4 ounces of cola. And now he's blowing the lid, see what I did there?
Yeah.
Off their beverage betrayal. All right. Paul Dunby, I don't think that's him, says, up until last summer, the convenience store was selling super big gulps that said 44 ounces on the cup. Then they stopped selling them. When the drink came back, it no longer said 44 ounces on the cup. But the name was the same, Lauren. Name was the same.
So was the price.
I know, super big gulp. Something was up. Dunby measured and found the beverage was only 40 ounces, but the price was the same, just like you just said. When asked about it, 7-Eleven responded with a gulp. So how dramatic,
well
Kitty,
played.
Take the news? As expected. Nobody saw that coming. That's better than the Sixth Sense.
Well, he also didn't see the lawnmower coming.
That was a terrible
ending.
That cat was not harmed in any way. If anything, it was adorable to death. Hey, Nick, this guy is an American hero.
He is, and you know, he also just stole Julian Assange's final secret.
That is so true. Paul, this is just the beginning. What more are we going to learn about 7-Eleven?
I think we're going to find out that the foot-long hot dog is not a foot long, but 11 and a half inches, America.
You know,
cute cat.
This guy is an environmental consultant, and he's obsessed about soda in a plastic cup. What is wrong with this? Is this guy have a newsletter printed on the skin of endangered species animals?
That's true.
What is going on? What is a party to him? Burning rubber tires and spraying aerosol cans? I'll keep going until you laugh harder. I swear to God.
No, you know, I was just waiting for you to stop.
I'll be answering for Bill in this segment as well.
I got nothing.
When did you lose your gag writing job for Joe Biden?
I don't know. But I swear to God, I'll rub my cold sore on you.
Bill, you actually live in a discarded big gulp cup. So learning this is especially tragic.
What did I downgrade from my refrigerator box?
Yeah, because you've been losing weight.
Oh, all right. Well, wait, I was gaining weight in the last segment. My dress sizes. There's no up or down the show. This is my favorite sentence in the story. Paul, who is married to one of our business reporters, Lori Hawkins, said he noticed this transgression last summer.
This sounds a little suspicious to me. There is no way this dude is married.
Yeah.
If you're spending this much time.
He actually characterized it as diabolical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you what's diabolical, that at $1.50 for 40 ounces, $1.50, 7-Eleven can still give people type 2 diabetes.
Oh, that's amazing. I love 7-Eleven. Don't ignore
big
that.
Insulin.
Lauren, is this bigger than the BP, the Whitewater, the Watergate, the Monica Gate, the whatever else gate that I can't think of at the moment? It's huge, isn't it?
It blew my mind, that's for sure. You know, the super big gulp doesn't guarantee a certain amount.
Yeah.
It said 44 ounces, but just because it's called a super big gulp doesn't guarantee you 44 ounces. Mm-hmm. So they took a few ounces off. Frankly, they probably did this guy a favor, you know, 4 ounces less of high fructose corn syrup. Mm-hmm. My question is, the people that need this super big gulp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong with that. I mean, are you taking a pregnancy test? What is that much fluid?
A truck driver. No, it's truck driver.
Yeah, he said truck drivers, which is complete bull because it's crystal meth and, and hookers named Stella that get you across the country.
No, it's hookers named Shadow.
Greg, to Lauren's point, though, this is a very good point. Now, Greg's nickname in college was Super Big Gulp, but his intake would vary depending on the customer.
I want to say this. We have a lot of truck drivers who watch our show, and I think that this is an affront to them. Because that means that they have to stop sooner. And remember, it's not just about the... It's not just about the cup with the fluid in it. It's about what they do with the cup afterwards.
Right. Much like you in college.
I was
going to say that the freaky truck drivers actually are children's diapers. That's why they're so sick.
And NASA. NASA people.
Well, how did we get to this? Okay. Am I over?
We have to go.
We have to move on. Once we start talking about diapers.
Such a great story.
I know it's a great story.
I didn't get to talk about diapers.
Oh, shut up.
Let's do more.
Do you have a comment on the show? Email us. It's redeye@foxnews.com.
I'm going right now.
To leave a voicemail on my direct line, call 212-462-5050. Call me a homophobe or a pro-gay guy, because that's what I've been getting. Either one or the other.
All from me.
Yes. Still to come, the halftime report from TV's Andy Levy. He's a real stitch.
You're getting it both ways.
Tonight's Halftime Report is sponsored by vultures, those scavenger birds found on 5 different continents who feed mostly on the carcasses of dead animals. Thanks, vultures.
Welcome back. Let's find out if we've gotten anything wrong so far. For that, we go to TV's Andy Levy. So, Andy, what's the deal?
The deal was a second season Seinfeld episode where Jerry and Elaine decide this is neither of them has had sex in a while. They should start sleeping together again, but just as friends. So what they do, Greg, they established a bunch of ground rules aimed at keeping their friendship separate from their physical relationship. But in the end, it doesn't work out, just as George predicted.
How did you know I was asking about that?
Please, we've been working together for 22 years.
That is true.
Come on.
22 magical years.
Yes, it's been fantastic.
It really has.
It seems like only 3 3/4.
I know. Well, you're not counting the magical days of Good Morning Duluth.
Oh, fantastic time we had there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, when we shared the weather board.
Oof. Yeah. That was some cold winters.
Yeah.
A lot of huddling for warmth, afterwards. As I remember. Yep.
We had some warm fronts.
Big gulps.
Yes.
Yeah. Joe Biden's advice for girls. Greg, you mocked Biden for using the same joke over and over again.
I didn't mock him. I thought it was endearing.
Nah, you kind of mocked him. But I agree that it's a little lame. Mike, can we roll that tape?
Let's find out if we've gotten anything wrong so far. For that, we go to TV's Andy Levy. Andy, did you know that a bend, curve, or bump in the tail of a cat is called a kink? And they're often grounds for disqualification at many cat shows. Injustice, I say.
Greg, you are becoming quite the cat expert.
I certainly am. I think a little bit of your expertise is rubbed off on me.
I feel like if there's something maybe you want to share with our viewers?
No, I don't want to share anything. I've just become Andy's little scratching post. Andy, did you know that those adorable dark spots on the belly of a tabby are called vest buttons?
Really?
Yes!
I thought that was just for Bill.
No, for cats as well.
Really?
Andy, did you know that an undesirably sharp appearance of the cat's muzzle is measured by its snippiness?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means, Greg.
Andy has opened an S&M parlor for cats. Andy, what is persecution like?
Greg, there is nothing more adorable than little paw cuffs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Except for the tiny little Nazi commandant outfits. Just adorable.
That's hilarious.
Again, I just concentrate on my big fat face.
Here's the thing. Biden was doing the same joke over and over again to a different audience.
Yeah.
You were doing it to the same audience every night.
That is true.
Yeah. For 5.5 years you did that. That was a running gag.
Yeah, it was a running gag. Yeah. I stopped it when we moved out of Duluth.
It's true.
Bloomington, I went into the whole dog phase.
Right.
Didn't go over well.
No. I enjoyed the octopus phase.
No, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was Good Afternoon, Sydney.
Yeah. Remember we called it Squid Pro Quo?
We did. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Those are good times.
Yep. Bill, your parents aren't in couples counseling because of your dad's joke about the book and the bowling ball. That's just what they tell you so you don't feel bad.
Cool. Anything else you want to do? Slam my folks?
Wasn't slamming your folks, Bill. Slamming you.
Color me slammed.
Your folks, unlike you, are lovely people. Mm. Julian Assange threatens to sue the Guardian over WikiLeaks. All right, say what you want about Assange, but I've discovered today you can type his name with just your left hand.
Oh, that's...
He is now my favorite person in the world.
Wow, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, you should do an entire halftime report just based on words you can only type with your left hand.
I thought about that, but I didn't get very far.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, if you put your left hand on a kitty cat, it would suddenly change color.
Just don't ask our intern how Andy's replaced use of his right hand.
Oh.
Poor kid. He doesn't even get paid, Andy.
Yeah, Paul, by the way, you use that I'll rub my cold sore all over you line so much, I thought you were Joe Biden.
All right, looks like you're getting it too.
Lauren, you mentioned how Assange was described as showing up to The Guardian and he was sniveling with a constant cough and just looking awful. It's hard to believe those Swedish girls wanted him to take an STD test.
Mm. I mean, yeah, that was shocking. That was truly shocking.
Yeah.
Seems
he just wanted you to agree
so
with
healthy.
Him.
Yeah. And coffee and wine also is a remedy for the flu. Many people don't know that.
Is that right?
That's what I always use.
I did not know that.
The acid reflux alone on that man.
Bill, you said this is the difference between tabloids where they just cut sources a check, but in our neck of the woods, you have an expense account and you want to dine people. Mr. Ells would like me to remind you again that you do not have an expense account.
Oh, boy. They're not going to like what I sent them this
week. No, they're really not.
How did you get that meth dealer to write out a receipt? And on the back of a Snickers bar.
No, it was on the back of a Swank, and all he said was, I owe you. Yeah. He used the wrong letters. Get an education, meth dealer. Stop being a stereotype. Better yourself. Sorry, Andy, continue.
That's okay. Chris Christie's the only Republican to beat Obama in a new Zogby poll. Lauren, you said Christie's style is going over well with voters, except when he spends blizzards in Disney World, right?
Yeah, they weren't too happy about him.
Yes, but...
I think they did appreciate his honesty. He said he put his family first. He promised his kids a trip to Disney World, and he delivered, because Chris Christie's good to his word. That was his...
Plus, they didn't have problems in Jersey, did they? Because he had planned that beforehand.
They didn't have problems in Jersey because Cory Booker is Superman.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Who's Cory Booker?
He's the
mayor. I'm just kidding. I'm just playing
dumb. 7-Eleven serving gulps.
Yeah. He's a Slurpee technician.
Terrible.
Speaking of 7-Eleven, this whole thing about the big gulps. Lauren, you said 7-Eleven was actually doing this guy a favor by giving him 4 ounces less of high fructose corn syrup. Please apologize to High Fructose Corn Syrup, which is a major sponsor of the Halftime Report.
Is it really?
Yes.
That explains a lot about what's going on.
I know it does.
Here.
Oh, I know it does.
I apologize.
Okay.
May you enjoy your super big gulp.
Andy sweats Coca-Cola like I sweat Coke.
It's true.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Mm. And Bill, you said you're stuck in the middle of a lip sandwich?
Yes.
Go ahead and tell me what I'm going to say now.
Oh, it can't be a lip sandwich because a sandwich is about what's in between the bread, not the... This is like you with acronyms. It's every show.
Yep.
And you make fun of Greg.
Yep. Wow. That's a very tough standard to live up to.
Yeah.
But you know, the fact that he has to do this every night makes him a sad, miserable man.
No, like that is not true. Exactly. I've always been a sad, miserable man.
Yes.
Yeah. This just gives me an outlet for it.
Right. And before puberty, a sad, miserable toddler.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. FaceTime.
Hi.
Okay. I'm done.
Good. Bye.
Bye.
To the Gregalog, it's a hamster of truth and a colon of confusion. Gregalog! Almost forgot about this. Hey, so the most famous and oft-quoted study linking vaccines to autism has been deemed a fraud. A new examination found that the paper authored by Andrew Wakefield over 12 years ago contained heavily doctored research to make the link look real. This is kind of a huge deal since the paper was used by witless fools like Jenny McCarthy to scare parents into skipping vaccinations, which allowed children's childhood diseases to spike and kill kids. When Jenny was asked to comment on the fraudulent study, she said, "Really? I guess that makes me a stupid, untalented asshat." Well, not really. I didn't bother to contact McCarthy, mainly because I'm lazy, and it would be pointless. Because for self-involved, attention-seeking celebrities like her, they don't let real medical research get in the way of making themselves feel good about themselves. And that's all this autism vaccine scare was, an exercise in self-importance for mindless cretins like McCarthy, her ex Jim Carrey, and the assorted chuckle butts at the Huffington Post. They are chuckle butts. The superior feeling they get from telling the medical establishment that they're evil more than outweighs the harm they unleashed on the public. Let this be a lesson for everyone. Anytime a celebrity comes out with an opinion on anything regarding health, medicine, the environment, cats, water polo, designer headwear, croutons, simply assume the opposite is true. And as punishment for the crimes committed, I believe we should boycott all of Jenny McCarthy's projects as soon as you know she has one. And if you disagree with me, you're a racist homophobe who is worse than Hitler. Nick, do you think, I mean, you guys at Reason have written about this a lot. Do you think...
Oh, now you want to talk to us?
Yes. What, yeah. Are these vaccines permanently harmed by this stupid, stupid myth?
There were a bunch of people who opted out, and yeah. There were some spikes in childhood diseases. But, you know, I think the kids have it easy, too easy anyway.
Oh, terrible. I'm going to cut you off right there and go to Paul. I don't know where you're going with this.
You know, more importantly, any parents who look to Jenny McCarthy or Jim Carrey for child-rearing advice,
exactly, yeah.
The only celebrity who knew how to treat kids right was Papa John Phillips.
Oh, terrible.
No, but I think he's absolutely right. I mean, you know, you have to blame the parents a little bit. It's one study that had 12 subjects, and they all latched onto this, and it's because of celebrity and Jenny McCarthy. And let me tell you something. If the study had shown that liposuction and breast augmentation caused autism, she would never have opened her mouth, okay?
That is a great point.
She has difficulty opening her mouth with the injection.
That's terrible.
Not everyone's born with that.
By the way, you know, they did, in the same journal where they retracted the study, they did also publish a study that showed that Ace Ventura 2, Call of the Wild, I think it was, When Nature Calls, actually causes autism in adults.
Really? Yeah. Interesting. I've watched it 5 times.
Lauren? Was this whole crusade just, like, by Jenny McCarthy, just a career move because nothing was going on and she attached, like, a lot of these people attach themselves to health crusades just to make themselves more interesting among Hollywood circles?
I'm gonna say no. Her child had autism. I don't usually sympathize with it, but her child had autism and she was looking for answers
I don't
herself.
Know. But the thing is, I don't know enough about her background, but...
Let me tell you something, Greg.
Yeah.
Autism has stumped the scientific community, it has stumped the medical community. Mm. Finally, a former Playboy playmate took on the dirty work. You know, she
decided to stand up. But that sentence right there is the problem. A former Playboy playmate. I think she did do it to keep her career alive. Yeah. I absolutely do.
I think she was trying to help her.
But I blame the American public.
You are a cynic.
Yeah. Well, you don't tune into Entertainment Tonight to get advice about taking care of your kid.
Yeah.
You go to WebMD.
You don't get on Entertainment Tonight talking about autism.
Yeah, you go there in order to induce your own epileptic seizures.
I think you do get on.
Maybe the Today Show.
Here's the thing.
No. I mean, there's this. What has happened over the past 20 or 30 years is that the definition of autism has broadened, but you know, the underlying causes of autism of like hardcore autism cases have been ignored because of things like this vaccine scare. So, I mean, that's the social harm to it. It's not Jenny McCarthy. I don't think she was doing it as a career. I think she was doing it out of desperation.
Okay. Well, all right. I know you could, but I got to wrap it up. I just think that the real bad news about this is that kids died because parents were scared of vaccines, and I still think people are scared of vaccines because of that.
Oh, they are.
And that's kind of the downside of this. I don't know where her motivations are, but I think that she should have read the literature more closely before opening her mouth. And on that note, I must move on. Coming up, my buddy Lance, he just got out of jail.
Oh.
Meeting him at the bus station.
Nice.
Yeah, he says he has somebody's head in a bowling bag.
Oh no!
Yeah, but first, how do cats know how to lie? Let's just say I learned the hard way. Finally, we have proof. A man can survive only on toenails, but also the cats are jerks. According to an Ohio State University study, they do studies there. Oh, God, they're so adorable.
They are
even
great.
In prison. Oh. Even healthy cats act sick when things aren't going their way. Oh, I can't read this while this is happening. Okay. Researchers observed both healthy and chronically ill cats after introducing a change in their routine. Yeah, cats have routines. Turns out healthy kitties are just as likely to refuse food, vomit frequently, and poop outside their litter box. I do the same when I'm cranky.
Don't I know?
Anyway, we're going to discuss this in our lightning round, a.k.a.
Stories we sort of liked, but not enough to include earlier in the show, but still wanted to talk about, so let's really quickly do them now.
Lauren, does this surprise you, or did you always know that cats suck?
I did know that. Yes, yes. I did. That's why I got a dog.
Yeah. Dogs don't fake things.
Yeah, your dog is not a walk in the park either.
How do you know?
Bill, you're a horrible pet sitter.
Sounds like you had a lover's quarrel with her dog.
Every time, you're a horrible cat sitter.
All dogs like me. Spanks.
Paul, the fact is, you know, we don't trust our girlfriend's cats, so isn't this just about even?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, and you know, this isn't just cats, but supermodels do the same thing. Yeah. You know, when you knock them out of their routine, they will vomit, not just because two fingers are down their throat.
I had no idea.
You're burying, as usual, Greg, you buried the lead on this. It's that cats fake their orgasms. I have long suspected.
I am not going to even follow up with a witty rejoinder and just instead go to Bill and ask Bill, how do you think Andy is handling the news?
Not well. This makes perfect sense to me. I used to kitty sit our lovely and talented Courtney Frail Entertainment Reporter's cat, Tucker.
Yeah.
Well, no. He was displaying all these signs of, like, dying.
Death's door.
And as it turns out, he actually was dying. But I still believe this study,
Greg. Did you get mouth to mouth?
No, I just left him on the... I actually over and blame that.
You are terrible. Who would lend their animal to Bill? All right, next topic. So Red Up of the Week award goes to Jordan Bratman, a.k.a. Christina Aguilera's ex-husband. Apparently, Bratman had still been living with his ex-wife, even though her new boyfriend, Matt Rutler, moved in 3 weeks ago. That's the first and last time I will say the name. Lauren, does this make Jordan Bratman sexier than ever, moving in with his ex-wife and her boyfriend?
I thought it would be impossible to get sexier with Jordan Bratman. Yeah. But, this may have done it. Christina, on the other hand, if we've seen her recently, like when they first got married, she was quite a nice little piece there, but she's...
Evolved.
Changed, exactly. She's grown into herself, if you will. Apparently that includes a boyfriend.
Nick,
Is that a code for something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Threesomes? I don't know.
No, Nick? She's bigger.
I do want to point out that both of my sons are named Bratman, so...
Can we move
to the next
story? That's great.
We will. Paul, what self-respecting man would stay there with his wife's boyfriend?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Todd's a great guy. Todd is a great guy.
Listen, call me when her ex-husband murders her in her sleep, then I'll care about this story.
And if
her music will stop, then I would.
That's quite a statement, my friend. As host of Red Eye, I disown that statement. I have to do it.
You condemn murder.
I get letters. I condemn murder. Bill, and I condemn you. Bill, you still live with your ex-husband, Marco, under the overpass. Why is that?
Well, the overpass is big. We rarely bump into each other. We keep different hours, Greg. It's totally fine.
But you love burlesque.
Thank you, I do. Why is this a bad thing? This guy's my hero. This disgusting, greasy little Tolkien creature actually got Christina Aguilera to marry him. She's using him as his... She's still getting money out of him as far as shelter is concerned after she's left him. This guy's my hero.
I think Kevin Federline probably needs a roommate. This is the guy...
That's your reality show right there.
That's good. All right.
You know that's been pitched.
Do you have time for the last topic?
Yeah.
TGI Fridays has petitioned the International Olympic Committee, seen here, no, not really, to make bartending an Olympic event, specifically flair-tending, the restaurant's signature bottle-juggling style made famous by the Tom Cruise movie, The Firm. Hey, Lauren, why not? All the other Olympic sports are really dumb.
This I can really get into.
Yeah, yeah.
This I like a lot. And now I realize why those shake weights came out.
Yeah.
It was particularly for
this
sport.
Can you do that again?
Yes, yes.
Air shake weights.
Yeah, that is the greatest commercial ever because you don't have to buy the product. You can enjoy the usage of it. Nick, shouldn't the Olympics include people that actually fulfill a purpose in life like this?
By the way, the TGIF was petitioning the Special Olympics for this, not the regular Olympics.
Interesting point. Paul, Paul. Don't
patronize.
I was patronizing you. You see right through me. Paul, I heard pole dancing is up for consideration. Maybe combine it like a Nordic
possibly
thing.
First, don't patronize Nick. Secondly, I think that there's going to have to be a sister event if they do get into in 4 years later. They're going to have an event called What Have I Done With My Life Tending? Related to the bartending. Yes, that's how I feel about them. Also, how about just sort of angry at the customers? How about that for
that's a good one. That's a good one. Did you just swear?
I said angry at the customers.
Oh, I thought you said something else. All right, we got to go to break. It's time to announce a new segment called Trust Your Gut. It's where I answer your questions about life, love, relationships, diet, exercise, and other matters. Email your questions to me, and I'll answer them on air. The email address, redeye@foxnews.com. Put the subject header, trust your gut. I don't see what the big deal is. They were just chasing an ice cream truck. So he got the fourth drumstick. Seriously.
First one's always the best.
That is true,
less
my friend.
Tainted.
All right. You know what we're going to do right now?
What?
We're going to pray.
Right.
And then we're going to close things out with a post-game wrap-up from TV's Andy Levy.
Boo.
He's always a delight.
No, he's not.
I know. I hate him. See clips of recent shows? Go here, this really bland-looking thing. It's foxnews.com/redeye. I'll be on the O'Reilly Factor Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You can catch Bill Schultz on America's Nightly Scoreboard at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Fox Business Network. If you don't have it, what do you do?
Demand it!
Cavuto does better.
Coming up tomorrow on the next Red Eye, it's show number 900. We'll have criminal defense attorney Remy Spencer. Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter joins us in studio. Gorgeous. Time to go back to TV's Andy Levy. What have you got, Andy?
Hey, Greg, here's what I got. Paul, where are you performing next?
I'm going to be at Crackers Comedy Club.
I love the pause and regret.
I only book places with those names so I can have something to finish strong on. Yeah. January 26th to the 29th, the end of this month, in Indianapolis. Crackers Comedy Club.
Why is it called Crackers?
Because you get an assortment of crackers when you sit at your table.
Do they not let black people in?
They do.
you only do racist comedy clubs.
You are.
That is true.
I'm appalled.
All my honky brothers, you come out. That's it.
Hey, Nick, please explain the mustache.
Well, I started my acting career. I'm actually Al Pacino's body double in Cruising 2. This time it's personal. Uh-huh. Wish me luck.
I feel like it was pretty personal the first time.
Yeah, well, you know, but now he's really enjoying it.
The weird thing is Nick's
he's
not
in too
undercover
deep.
In this one.
He's in too deep.
That should have been called. It's been
in too deep, yeah. That's good. Deep. Hey, Lauren, you still doing the News 12 thing?
Yeah, every weeknight.
You're awesome
doing
on it.
Doing it.
You are.
Long Island.
Yeah, I caught you when I was out on Long Island recovering from my surgery, and then your anchor started singing Christmas songs, and I had to change the channel.
Your
co-anchor, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's we call it a musical. Sometimes we break out into song.
Sure.
I got to break out to something.
You
it's called
surgery?
The end. All right, we got to go.